Well, social media, best thing since sliced bread, worst thing since sliced bread. Don't know what you might think about that. Don't know what you might think if you happen to be, you know, responsible for choosing songs and you look at the theme for the evening and discover that's what it is. How do you choose songs on that theme? Tricky one, that, isn't it? So best thing or worst thing since sliced bread? And does the Bible actually have anything to say about the subject of social media? Well, probably if you go and get a concordance out and look up the word social media, you might not find any reference to it in the Bible. So if we're going to talk about social media and talk about social media in the Bible, where's the best place to start? Well, let's go back to Genesis chapter 1 in the beginning. That's the best place to start. And you remember in Genesis chapter 1 it says, "In the beginning God created the heavens and the earth." And then it says, "God says, let there be," insert blank, you know, light, animals, fish, whatever. And God says that it was good. So right at the beginning of the Bible, there are words. God speaks everything into existence with words. And of course, the last thing that God creates is the human race. And it starts off with two people. And of course, when there are two people, the only way you can have communication is face-to-face. There is no other way of doing it. Face-to-face communication is the only way of communicating. But of course, it doesn't take long before there's more than two people, and then that provides the opportunity for people to start talking about other people. And if you go along in history, of course, what comes along later is written language. And then there's the printing press. And then there's printing in colour and on glossy paper. And all of a sudden, one day appears a whole industry of people talking about other people, but in print. A multi-million pound industry. And then, of course, some of us remember there was life before the internet. Some, of course, now are too young to remember life before the internet. But the internet comes along and this thing called blogging, where people start writing online. And, of course, initially, a lot of this stuff is they're writing about themselves because they think other people will be interested. But before long, they start writing, of course, about other people. And then, of course, along comes video blogging. And now you can do it, say it all. You don't have to bother typing it. You can just say it. And now there's the whole thing with the social media platforms and tons of ways in which to communicate, a lot of which is about talking about other people. Of course, the TV didn't want to get left out of this, so they created, you know, a whole series where it was about talking about other people. And someone said this: "Rumors are carried by haters, spread by fools, and accepted by idiots." I kind of quite like that quote. And Eleanor Roosevelt said this: "Great minds discuss ideas, average minds discuss events, small minds discuss people." So I wonder where you think, you know, according to Eleanor Roosevelt, that might put you. You know, what is the subject of your conversation? And the Bible has a lot to say about talking about people. And of course, one of the best places to go for these kind of things is the wonderful book of Proverbs. So here's Proverbs 16:28. Troublemakers start fights, gossips break up friendships. Or this one, Proverbs 17:4. Evil people relish malicious conversation. The ears of liars itch for dirty gossip. Proverbs 26:22. Listening to gossip is like eating cheap sweets. Do you want junk like that in your belly? You've probably realized that these are from the Message version of the Bible. And then this one. Mean people spread mean gossip. Their words smart and burn. I wonder if you saw in the news this week that the front page of Now magazine made the news with this cover about Stacey Solomon. And this got a reply from her, which was in the news. Stacey Solomon criticizes Now magazine for bullying cover, which she was able to put out on Twitter to her 1.4, I think it was, million Twitter followers. And this was the reply from Now magazine. The story featured in this week's issue of Now magazine regarding Stacey Solomon was written on the basis of social media comments about Stacey and is not the opinion of Now magazine. It added, "We do not encourage or condone bullying in any form. We apologize to Stacey for any distress our story may have caused." I wonder if after this, that's going to change what goes on the front page of Now magazine or any of those other magazines. Will it change anything? Here's what's written in the book of James. A word out of your mouth may seem of no account, but it can accomplish nearly anything or destroy it. It only takes a spark, remember, to set off a forest fire. A careless or wrongly placed word out of your mouth can do that. By our speech, we can ruin the world, turn harmony to chaos, throw mud on a reputation, send the whole world up in smoke, and go up in smoke with it. Smoke right from the pit of hell. This is scary. You can tame a tiger, but you can't tame a tongue. It's never been done. The tongue runs wild, a wanton killer. With our tongues we bless God our Father. With the same tongues we curse the very men and women he made in his image. Curses and blessings out of the same mouth. My friends, this can't go on. So, the Bible makes some very clear statements about what we say, and of course that applies then to what we write, and particularly about other people. So someone came up with this, which I think is really quite helpful. Before you speak, think. T-H-I-N-K. Is it true? Is it helpful? Is it inspiring? Is it necessary? Is it kind? Is what we say and what we write those things? Is it true? Is it helpful? Is it inspiring? Is it necessary? And is it kind? Paul put it this way in 1 Thessalonians 5:11. So speak encouraging words to one another. Build up hope so you'll all be together in this. No one left out, no one left behind. I know you're already doing this, just keep on doing it. Speak encouraging words to one another so that no one is left out, no one is left behind. The thing about writing, of course, is particularly in social media, is you tend to be writing very small amounts of words at one time. And we all know about non-verbal communication. The amount of communication that is non-verbal varies between 60 and 90% on a daily basis, depending on the situation and the individual. So if you're texting short messages or writing things like that quickly, a lot of the context of what you would be saying face-to-face is lost because the other person doesn't get all the non-verbal cues that we normally put out. So it's very easy for these things to be misunderstood. We might have written with the best of intentions, but doing it quick can lead to misinterpretation. Remember what James said. A word out of your mouth may seem of no account, but it can accomplish nearly anything or destroy it. It only takes a spark, remember, to set off a forest fire. A careless or wrongly placed word out of your mouth can do that. By our speech, we can ruin the world, turn harmony to chaos, throw mud on a reputation, send the whole world up in smoke, and go up in smoke with it. Smoke right from the pit of hell. Words have power. They have power for good, but they also have power for harm. Someone changed the old proverb. Sticks and stones may break your bones, but words can hurt forever. Words can hurt people. There are plenty of people in this country who are Christians who no longer go to church. Not because they lost their faith or anything like that, but they were just hurt by what someone else said to them at church. And so they've decided that it's just better not to go at all. So we need to remember what Paul said. Speak encouraging words to one another. Build up hope so you'll all be together in this. No one left out, no one left behind. I know you're already doing this, just keep on doing it. Words are very important. But the other thing that's important to remember is that if we've been hurt by words of other people, then that's not everything in the world that matters. What God thinks of us is more important. What God says about us is more important. And the Bible is full of things, good things, that God has to say about each one of us. Here's just one of the things that Jesus said. Are not five sparrows sold for 2 pennies? Yet not one of them is forgotten by God. Indeed, the very hairs of your head are all numbered. Don't be afraid. You are worth more than many sparrows. God cares for each one of us and has good things to say about us. It doesn't matter what other people might say or think. The most important thing is what God thinks and says about us. And on that, I'm going to leave you with a piece of music, and this is Lauren Daigle.
Voices in my mind that say I'm not enough. Every single lie that tells me I will never measure up. Am I more than just the sum of every high and every low? once again just who I am, because I need to know. You'll have every failure, God. You'll have